The Vow and the Vault. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 places two subjects beside one another that we rarely connect, worship and wealth, yet both reveal the same temptation, the desire to control tomorrow. A vow tries to secure the future through religious speech. If God does this, I will do that. A vault tries to secure it through accumulated silver. If I possess enough, nothing can threaten me. One stores promises, the other stores possessions. Both can become defenses against dependence upon God. Guarding the threshold. Guard your steps is temple language. Approaching God's house was not a casual religious experience. Worshippers entered sacred space where sacrifices and vows had public, binding significance. The messenger, in verse 6, may have been a temple official responsible for recording or collecting what had been promised. The warning is not against passionate prayer, but against using words to manufacture intimacy with God. The fool speaks as though heaven can be managed by eloquence. True worship begins when we stop explaining ourselves and start listening. The chapter's contrast, God in heaven, humanity on earth, does not mean God is remote. It means God is God, and we are not. Yet the gospel adds a breathtaking wonder. The God of heaven came to earth as the Word made flesh. Because Christ has spoken the perfect yes of obedience to the Father, we do not need to impress God with inflated promises. As Jesus teaches in Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37, simple faithfulness is holier than dramatic vows. The bureaucracy of appetite. Koheleth then looks from the temple to the government. Officials watch officials while the poor are crushed beneath the hierarchy. Ancient seals, ostraca, and administrative records show how carefully grain, oil, wine, and taxes moved through layers of authority. But verse 9 quietly overturns the pyramid. Even the king depends upon the field. The ruler who imagines himself above the farmer still eats what the soil and labourer provide. Oppression begins when those who depend upon the earth forget those who work it. The Hebrew word often translated vanity is hevel, vapor, breath, mist. Wealth is not called evil merely because it disappears. It becomes hevel when we ask it to bear the weight of eternity. Silver cannot satisfy the love of silver because appetite grows alongside abundance. Possessions multiply, consumers gather, sleep departs, and the owner becomes the servant of what he owns. The grace of enjoyment. The chapter's surprising answer is not poverty for its own sake, but received joy. The ability to enjoy bread, work, and provision is itself God's gift. Martin Luther recognized this as a summons away from anxious grasping. Faith receives today without demanding ownership of tomorrow. In verse 20, the Hebrew may suggest that God answers a person with joy or keeps the heart occupied by it. Holy joy shortens the tyranny of time. We cease rehearsing our brief lives because we are present to the giver. Cross-references. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 34. James chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19. Suggested hymn, Be Still My Soul. Prayer. Lord of Heaven, quiet my bargaining words and unclench my grasping hands. Teach me to listen, to keep faith, to defend the oppressed, and to receive today's bread with gratitude. Let Christ be my treasure and your joy my true abundance. Amen.